The question was asked, does the Torah view it as a man purchasing a woman? Because the wording in the beginning of the Mishnah in Tractate Kiddushin says, Aisha niknes, b'shlosha drachim. So it certainly sounds like you buy a woman, you know, you buy a cow, you buy a slave, you buy a woman, right? That's what it sounds like, until you analyze it a little bit more closely, and you realize that it is nothing of the sort. Now, Kiddushin is actually, because we view it as such a right to marry this woman, as such a privilege, so the Torah developed a two-stage process. When you do Kiddushin, what you're acquiring is the right to be married to her. Kiddushin is, I am hereby designating, I am hereby, you're selling me the right to be the one to be nosei you, to ultimately marry you. Kiddushin is the precept. You have to first do Kiddushin. It's a two-step process, and if you think about it, the two-step process actually shows a lot of honor and respect to the woman. The two-step process is, first, we're going to agree that you're giving me the right to marry you, and then I'll marry you. Kiddushin, and then Nisuin. It's true that after Kiddushin, the Torah says that legally, once she's agreed to that, once you've given her the ring or whatever it is, then biblically she's prohibited to marry anyone else. She's considered engaged. Halachically, biblically, engaged is Kiddushin. And it's Yehar Gval Yavar, you know, it's biblically prohibited to marry her, anyone else to marry her at that time. But nonetheless, the Kiddushin, no one in his right mind would say you're buying the woman. Obviously, she has a right, she's still a free person. What you're buying is the right to marry her, if she chooses to give you that right. That's the term niknet, if you look closely at the Mishnah and then the Gemara and Kiddushin.